Atlanta officials say they've housed 320 homeless people since the spring. It puts the city's ongoing Unshelter No More initiative just 100 people shy of its goal. But some question the city's actual impact. Anita Beatty directs the Metro Atlanta Task Force for the Homeless, the largest shelter in the city.
It's a shell game. Saying you're going to take 800 people is a drop in the bucket. It's not a number of people who are homeless and are consistently homeless. It's an experience that more and more people who are losing their housing and losing their jobs have.
The city has spent much of the project's $3 million grant on hiring a team whose primary responsibility is to coordinate partners and capitalize on existing resources. Beatty says that was already being done.
It's just another group coming in to say they're coordinating. Now, I don't know how much actual coordinating they did.
She notes roughly 500 of the 700 people the city includes in the Unshelter No More tally gained housing and long-term support services through a federal program for homeless veterans.
VASH vouchers are going to get to Atlanta anyway. I mean, the president has promised that, and there are all kinds of ways, politically as well as bureaucratically, to make sure those vouchers get to Atlanta without using the $3 million to hire high-paid folk to do it.
She says the city's team is going over a lot of old ground, like creating new homeless registries, data that Beatty says has been around for years.
There's no mystery about what we need. There never has been. They're just over and over again, new iterations of administrative costs from the city and others to drain off money that needs to be spent on direct services and housing. Housing first, with services attached.
City officials say they're actively partnering with private, public, and nonprofit entities to find additional housing and long-term support services. Beatty's task force isn't one of them. That's due in part to several pending lawsuits filed by the task force over alleged city interference with its funding. Beatty has called for greater coordination between the two, but city officials say they've had their hands full and may reach out to the task force during its next registry drive in January. For WABE News, I'm Jonathan Shapiro.